Moving east along Clyde Street, we come to the junction with the Brigate, one of Glasgow's oldest original medieval streets. At the junction, there are two pubs, or there used to be two pubs, Victoria and the Clutha. These pubs were originally built to cater for Victorian workers on the river. In 2013, there was a tragic accident where a helicopter crashed down into a full Clutha pub on a Friday night. For several years after that, the pub lay derelict and abandoned while an inquiry took place. It has now been redeveloped into a double super pub, including both the Clutha and the Victoria Bar as one pub. While we walk, Shona Simpson will explain to us what is the Building at Risk Register.
Thank you, Johnny. My name's Shona Simpson. I'm the Built Heritage Officer for Glasgow City Council. You mentioned the Buildings at Risk Register. That is a register of historic buildings which are usually vacant and sometimes in poor condition. They can be listed buildings or buildings within conservation areas, and they also put on buildings which are of townscape or general merit. Some of them have been on there, been on and off since 1990. We've got one which is number 6 on their reference numbers, so that one has been on probably from the 1990s, has been off again as saved, and now has come back on because it's suffered some damage and it has to be closed and therefore vacated. So usually the building will have to have some sort of architectural or historic merit, as I said, listed or within a conservation area. Usually they'll be vacant. Vacancy is the main aspect of whether it's at risk. When a building is vacant, it can suffer damage that's unseen internally. Things can happen. Usually the lead is stripped off the roof, that type of thing, and water ingress then begins, and the condition of the building can deteriorate very quickly when they are vacant. So that's the real reason for the vacancy being the main issue. Listing started in 1947 in the UK on the back of such a lot of loss over the Second World War. There was a real push to protect what remained of our heritage. So to be on the list means that the property has been assessed by Historic Environment Scotland, formerly Historic Scotland, and they have judged it to have architectural or historical interest, special interest. So when a building is put on the list, it therefore has a statutory protection over it and a legal protection through the planning process. So if there's any alterations or indeed demolition is proposed for the building, that can be controlled and assessed by the local planning authority. It doesn't mean that change can't occur, quite the opposite. It's really just to manage that change of a building and in order for the local planning authority to ensure that the special interest is protected of the character of the building. Categories A, B and C. A is national or international importance, such as the buildings Johnny was mentioning, Lion Chambers and the Egyptian Halls. B-listed buildings are of more regional importance, and I would say the majority of listed buildings in the whole of Scotland are B-listed buildings. It's about 70% overall B-listed. And then C-listed buildings, which are of local importance. C-listed buildings, off the top of my head, they're generally things like maybe some schools where there's many examples of similar types of buildings, but they have a local merit and interest in them. They may not have as fine a detail or have historical ties to them, but they still have merit and that level of protection on them.
Moving east along Clyde Street, we now turn northwards up Stockwell Street. We pass the Scotia Bar on the left, and then a gap site on our west side, now used as a car park for the St Enoch Centre. It's here where the great Metropole Theatre, built in the late 19th century, used to sit, famous for its music hall and for the appearance of great artists like Stan Laurel, amongst others. We turn right on the Trongate and head eastwards along the street. On the left, north side, there are quite a number of gap sites. But before we get there, on the right-hand side, we find a small Art Deco beauty, Peacock's Tea Room.